T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Jaden Daniels' pro day today down at LSU. Following the pro day, he has meetings scheduled with the New England Patriots, the New York Giants, the Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders, and your Washington Commanders.
Yep.
I'm telling you, in this process, I continue to think, watch the Raiders, because the Raiders want Daniels. They're not really hiding it, but if they don't think they can get him, they're probably not moving up. And if they don't think they can get him, it's because Washington's not moving out.
Hmm.
The NCAA, Brian, I just wanted to bring this up real quick, is asking the books to stop setting player prop bets for college sports.
Hmm.
That's actually smart.
It's smart, but will the books do it?
I don't know. And if that's just all, the only people they can ask are the regulated books. That doesn't mean the unregulated ones won't do it. But I think that's actually smart. All right, back to the quarterbacks here. The Giants are a key player in all of this. They have the sixth pick. They do owe Daniel Jones a bunch of money for this year, but then they're out of it. What are the Giants going to do? ESPN Giants reporter Jordan Renan on SportsCenter.
What we do know is that they've been very adamant about that Daniel Jones is going to be their starter to start the season. Drew Lock will be his backup. But that doesn't mean the Giants are necessarily not going to take a quarterback. They're looking for quarterbacks. They've already seen Caleb Williams pro day out in USC. Joe Shane was there. They've had J.J. McCarthy. They've had Drake May in for visits. So the Giants are clearly looking, and they own the number six pick in this draft. Now, John Mara did say, even though that Daniel Jones, they expect him to be the starter, when he said, if you draft a quarterback, does that mean this is the end of Daniel Jones? And he said, no. Why does that have to be the case? Let them compete. Let the best man win. That includes if they potentially take a quarterback with the sixth pick. Now, one thing Mara also said that really caught my attention, he said the Giants front office told them this is the best quarterback group they've seen in a long time. Now, when a coach says that, and you have a team that's potentially quarterback needy, it really opens some eyes. But the other question you have to think is, are one of these top quarterbacks actually going to be there when the Giants pick at six? Or, as Mike Reese said earlier, and we heard Robert Kraft, do they potentially have to move up to one of those earlier spots to get him?
Oh, that would be really interesting.
So you've got the owner, John Mara, on the record telling reporters he believes this is the best quarterback class in a long time. They owe Daniel Jones $40 million for this year.
Uh-huh.
Which, honestly, crazily, for quarterbacks, isn't all that much. I mean, it's not even top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing they really think Daniel Jones is the answer. Because if they did, the contract they gave him last year, the extension they gave him, would have looked a lot different. They wouldn't have been able to get out after 2 years. You know, this is a organization, ownership there already. Now, it was with this group. They declined to pick up Daniel Jones's fifth-year option on the rookie deal. Do you think the Giants are in play for a quarterback at six?
Yep.
You think they should be?
Yep.
I figured that part.
Should have never paid Daniel Jones.
I think more and more, and so the Cardinals draft at 4. So Bears, Caleb is done. I don't think anybody's really debating that anymore. What Washington does at 2, what Drake does, what New England does at 3. The only teams we believe are not interested in quarterback for the Cardinals, they have Kyler Murray, even though Mike Tannenbaum's throwing crazy stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
5, the Chargers, they have Justin Herbert. I don't know if you've had friends or people reach out to you with this. I've had about a billion people text me, if Harbaugh loves JJ so much, maybe he'll trade Herbert.
No.
I want to be clear. I don't see that scenario unfolding at all. You have a proven commodity in the NFL.
Yes.
Now, we can debate how good Herbert is or whatever, but dude can sling it, and he's proven it in the pros.
Totally agree.
You're not backing off that.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's probably a big—
I think Harbaugh went to L.A. to the Chargers because they had Herbert.
I agree. So I think we got to collectively chill with that. Harbaugh hyping up his own guy at the pro day— about the pro day shouldn't be a surprise. That's how he operates. Like, he describes things in grandiose terms. And I, talking to a bunch of people, the rise of J.J. McCarthy, I think, is real. I don't know that it guarantees he's going 2 or 5 or whatever, mm-hmm. but I think he's certainly the 4th quarterback off the board. Could be, I wouldn't rule out 2nd or 3rd.
McCarthy?
I don't think that happens, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I do think the Giants are in play, though, man. And I don't— – that was more of a question. And then you've got Denver, Vegas, Minnesota, maybe even New Orleans. Watch Vegas. They want Daniels. If they make a move, it's because they think they can get to Daniels. So how high do they have to go? And guess who's sitting at number 2? Mm-hmm. Us. Look at us right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we got Andrew Marchand joining the show at 12:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.